Hi, welcome to Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of Australian jazz brought to you on the Community Radio Network. I'm going to start off today with something by Flora Cabo. Here's voice. Cabo, that was from her debut Voice, and that tune was also titled Voice. I wonder if that was perhaps a representation of her own musical voice there. Flora has just been nominated for the prestigious Friedman Jazz Fellowship this year, which is wonderful. She's very accomplished. She was a finalist for the Young Australian Jazz Artist of the Year for the Jazz Bell Awards in 2019. She's also been off on the music camp in Banff that has shaped so many of Australian young Australian musicians. And, this was her album Voice, so do check it out and make sure that you stay tuned to the Friedman Jazz Fellowships. The nominees are being announced over the next 2 weeks. It's always a very exciting time of year. Up next, I will play a piece composed by Sandy Evans, called Ode to an Auto Rickshaw. And it was from a recording by Compass. On this recording, you'll hear Christina Leonard on the soprano saxophone, Jeremy Rose on alto saxophone, Matthew Ottignon on tenor, and Luke Gilmore on the baritone saxophone.
Thank you.
Awesome. That was Compass, or the Compass Quartet, a saxophone quartet led by Christina Leonard. And she was also joined on that piece, Ode to an Auto Rickshaw, by Bobby Singh on tabla and Saragan Sriranathan. And that was composed by Sandy Evans for the group. And if you're interested in that recording, it's out there on Earshift Records. I'm going to shift gears a little bit now. And a few weeks ago, I played you one of my favourite jazz standards, Caravan, by the legendary Aussie jazzers, the Red Onions. And it was a really, really amazing recording with Alan Brown there on the drums. But I'm going to play you a version now by Monsieur Camembert.
Thank you.
A very Monsieur Camembert finish there. You heard there Eduardo Bronson, also total legend. That was Caravan, the very famous tune by Ellington, Mills and Tizzle, but played there with a very unique twist, the only sort of sound you would hear coming or expect to hear coming from Monsieur Camembert. Very fun. Next up, I'm going to play a Jazz Groove Mothership Orchestra tune, and I really couldn't go past Iso Spin, which was written and arranged by Mike Nock many years ago now, so with no reference to our current situation with COVID. But yeah, I thought it was very fitting. Here we go, Iso Spin. Thank you. Isospin. That was performed by the Jazz Groove Mothership Orchestra and was arranged there by Mike Nock. That album that it came from as well is full of Mike Nock tunes played and performed by the Mothership Orchestra and arranged by a number of different people. The soloists on Isospin, you just heard, was trumpet Simon Ferenczi, and on the alto saxophone, you heard Mary Jackson. Changing gears once again, I'm going to take you to the music of Nick Haywood. Nick was recently returned from Tasmania, where he's been based for some time. And he's now back in his native Melbourne. This is his trio, and the tune I'm going to play you is A Rag for Al. You're going to hear Nick Haywood on the bass, Colin Hopkins on the piano, and Nico Schaubel on the drums.
Thank you.
Beautiful duo album there by Kristen Berardi and James Sherlock, If You Were There. And that was, of course, Alone Together, that wonderful standard. And so many people have recreated or interpreted that tune, particularly in the last year. So somehow this show's taking a little bit of a theme. Before that, you heard A Rag for Al. That was a tune by Nick Haywood, taken from his trio album, Many Rivers. The Al that is being taken a rag to is Al Brown, who I mentioned earlier, the drummer in the fabulous Red Onions, among many, many other wonderful legendary ensembles in Australia's jazz history. And in the album, Nick describes Alan as one of the most democratic band leaders he's ever had the honour of working with. And that tune he approached, I suppose, much to what he thought he'd hear listening to one of Alan's many fabulous bands. I'm going to be doing a little looking back section, and I like to dig them out of the vault. This next tune I'm going to play you, is from Mark Isaac's Encounters album, which was recorded with Dave Holland and Roy Haynes back in 1989. It was recorded at the EMI Studios. And, yeah, I mean, wow, what a great opportunity for a young piano player. The tune I'm going to play you is Time In. Thank you. A young Mark Isaacs flexing his muscle alongside Dave Holland and Roy Haynes there back in 1989. That album was Encounters and the tune Time In. You've been listening to Jazz Made in Australia on the Community Radio Network and recorded here at our studios in Sydney for Eastside Radio. I'm going to finish off with, I guess in the spirit of the unofficial theme, with a tune from Andrea Keller's solo piano album, Journey Home. It's only a solo album in the fact that it's instrumentally a solo album, but the project was a collaboration with filmmaker Hayley Miro Brown, who, interestingly, is Alan Brown's daughter. And the album is inspired by the worlds of Alan Brown, Hayley's father, and also Keller's own family history, which is about her family arriving from the Czech Republic during the 70s and 80s. And there's some beautiful visuals that go along with this. You can find it online. I'm going to play the last tune from this album, which was released last year. The piece is entitled Life is Brutiful, which I guess it is sometimes. See you next week, everyone. Please stay safe.
The color of a flag, red, black, and yellow. What's the color of a flag, red, black, and yellow?
Color of a flag.